Blog Talk Radio.
What difference if I hail from north or south, or from the east or west? My heart is filled with love for all of these. I only know I swell with pride and deep within my breast I thrill to see, O glory, paint the breeze. This is my country, land of my birth. This is my country, grandest on earth. I pledge my allegiance, America, the bold, for this is my country to have and to hold.
Hello everyone, this is Peter Paul Barzola. This is my country, this is your country, let's keep it that way, and be aware, election's coming in 2 weeks, and also be aware that there is vote fraud and there are corrupt judges out there. We'll first start with today's birthdays, since we're doing a half-hour show today. One of the greatest architects in history, Sir Christopher Wren, was born today. And if you've been to England or going to England, make sure you see, or if you haven't seen, St. Paul's Cathedral. It was in the news recently when Pope Benedict XV, I guess that's his number, and the Archbishop of Canterbury prayed together in the the sanctuary of that church. It's Episcopal. It's not a Roman Catholic. The great poet Rimbaud was born today, and there was a movie recently with Leo DiCaprio. It's got a gay theme to it. They were lovers, and it's a very violent relationship. And one of them stabbed the other. It's a very tempestuous relationship. But great writers, both of them. And it's his birthday today. And also, it's the birthday of Senator Wayne Morris, a senator from Oregon. He's best known for making a comment about Claire Booth Luce when she was Eisenhower's ambassador. President Eisenhower's ambassador to Italy, and Wayne Morris got kicked in the head by a horse, and someone commented that maybe that'll knock some sense into him. And then this is the only modern assassination in Canadian history. Pierre Laporte, in 1971, when Pierre Trudeau, also from Quebec, was Prime Minister of Canada, there was a civil insurrection in Quebec. The Quebecers always felt, the French Canadians always felt, that they were sold out after they lost, France lost the French and Indian War, in which both generals, Montcalm and Wolfe, were on the Plains of Abraham, both died in battle. And the Catholic Church is accused of selling out the surviving French Canadians to the English capitalism. They were told, your bodies belong to the capitalists, the English, and your souls belong to the church. That's how a lot of French Canadians have long felt. And you hear the term sometime, Blanc Negre, which means the white niggers of Canada. That's their expression, and that's how they felt. It's not something derogatory coming from us. But we have to accept language for what it is and what it means and what we can do with it. So, and there's still this big controversy over gay, homosexual, lesbian. It used to be, this shows you how language can be manipulated, that gay used to mean a nice, happy person. Then when sexual preference became politicized, the word was co-opted, and even I get criticized for using the term gay by other media people. But this is an example of what what word applies, and we've seen this controversy in the military where the openly there are people who want to be openly gay in the American gay lesbian in the American military, and they politicized their sexual preference. And later in the show, we'll talk about what the British experience has been and is very shocking. And they opened their ranks to this political agenda, and now there are major problems, there are deaths, there's abuse, all kinds of things, and it's happened in other military services also. Let's get back to the birthdays. Pierre Laporte was the a minister in the Quebec provincial government. There's what are our states are called provinces up there. He was assassinated. So for the first time in Canadian history, Pierre Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, ordered martial law in the province of Canada, Quebec, Canada, shut down the province. The American Civil Liberties Union tried to support the Canadian Civil Liberties Union. This had never been done. And Pierre Trudeau, who was French-Canadian, his father was Scotch. His mother was Scotch. His father was French-Canadian. And he went to Harvard also. It's interesting. A lot of these Canadian politicians end up at Harvard. Anyway, he ordered out the Canadian Army to shut down the province, and there was a big uproar up there, the only time that happened in modern Canadian history. Today is also the birthday of Art Buchwald, the humorist and cartoonist. And then in sports, which is very big in San Francisco right now and in Pittsburgh, baseball, Mickey Mantle's birthday is today. Also, Yon Marichal, the Puerto Rican, he was player for the San Francisco Giants. And what people are not reminded of, that the great mayor of San Francisco, the greatest mayor in the history of the state, George Christopher, was the man responsible. He's the political godfather of the San Francisco Giants. They were the New York Giants back in 1958-59. I did an interview with him before he died, and persuaded Horace Stoneham to move the Giants instead of L.A. to Chavez Levine, along with the Yankees, but to San Francisco. And San Francisco did not have a major league team, and George Christopher always felt and worked to make San Francisco a world-class city with everything world-class, an opera, a symphony, hotels, parks, everything. That's why he's one of the greatest mayors in the history of America, and a legal immigrant from Greece. Today is also the birthday of Martin Landau. Those of you who enjoyed Mission Impossible, and his wife, the beautiful blonde, was Barbara Bain. And I think they were married in real life. Today, among the deaths, we have Herbert Hoover. Herbert Hoover made the comment, is quoted as saying his administration was going to provide a chicken in every pot. Remember, today we eat a lot of chicken, although even when there are these recalls and all the problems that we're having with especially some of this chicken that's grown in the South, a lot of scandals about how they, I won't say manufactured, but how those chickens are grown, how they're treated in the processing line, or accidents with the people, especially controversies involving Tyson in Arkansas and Holly Farms in North Carolina, Pilgrim in Texas. But anyway, that term, back in the 30s, chicken was a Sunday dinner meal. And it wasn't as expensive, and there wasn't as widespread growing and chicken farms and processing as there is today. The term actually comes from the 15th century, when France was undergoing the civil conflict between the Catholics and the Calvinists, the Huguenots, and that's another story that has a connection to America. Henry of Navarre, who was a Protestant, and there was a fight over the throne, and he decided to become a Catholic, and he tried to mollify France by saying when he became king and assumed the throne and assumed Catholicism, there would be a chicken in every pot. So that's where that term comes from. It's 500 years old, that term. And then today, my good friend Drew Raines, who is a Cajun, Louisiana Purchase was approved by the U.S. Senate, and that was one of the best deals that we ever made involving real estate. Also today, up north and on the Canadian-Oregon border, or Oregon-Washington border, there was a fight over the demarcation line, and the war cry was, there wasn't a war, but the war cry was 51 or fight, 51st or fight. And they settled on the Canadians. Well, Canada was under control of Britain at the time, and so they settled on the 49th parallel. There's also a famous World War II movie called The 49th Parallel about Nazi saboteurs coming into Canada to slip down into the United States and to do sabotage, and it's based on an actual incident. I think Laurence Olivier was in that, and it's a movie you should see. It's one of those rare ones. Also today, this is one of the reasons we have still have trouble in what was Palestine, which is now Israel. In 1930, the British were trying to rig this deal between the Palestinian Arabs who were there and the Jews who were coming in from Europe, and they were trying to control immigration into Palestine. So the British issued the Foreign Office issued a paper called the White Paper, which restricted the right of Jews to buy Arab property, and that's was one of the causes of the conflict that erupted in 1948 when Britain got out of what was then Palestine, which is today Israel. And then let's see what else comes today. We have the interesting civil rights cases. 1971, an all-white jury convicted seven whites for the murder of three civil rights workers. And 1973, two events happened. One was President Nixon declared that Jim Thorpe, a Native American who went to the Carlisle School in Pennsylvania, famous movie starring Burt Lancaster and I think Charles Bickford, Jim Thorpe was the greatest athlete in American history. Now, Jim Thorpe, he did something that violated, or they said violated, the Olympic rules, and he played pro ball when he was in between semesters. I think that's the story. Anyway, he was a great athlete in the Olympics, and because he went pro during that period before he was in the Olympics, they took away his awards. But he was still one of the great athletes, and certainly in star and of the American Native American Indians and for the Carlisle School. And then also in 1973, in the Watergate period, it was the Saturday Night Massacre in which President Nixon fired the Solicitor General, and there were two, Ruckelshaus House and another, I forgot the other guy's name, Richardson, resigned from the U.S. Justice Department. And then we had 1984, the U.S. Senate impeached Alcee, unusual name, Hastings, black judge, federal judge in Florida for alleged bribery and perjury. And ironically, this guy got elected after he was impeached. He didn't go to jail as he should have. He was the sixth federal judge in U.S. history to be impeached. One guy was Walter Nixon from Nevada. That's the most recent one. And then there was they were tried to impeach, I think, two judges here in the Ninth Circuit also. One was forced to resign for having conversations that were taped by the FBI, but he was having conversations with the mafia. And this happened in the Ninth District, federal district up here in San Francisco. And Alcee Hastings ran for several offices, lost them all, and then ran for U.S. House of Representatives, and that's where he sits today. Since today is Charles Ives' birthday. Now, Charles Ives was probably the first great modern American composer, but he went to Yale, just like Cole Porter, and Yale has a very fine music school. He composed on the side, but he had to make money. So he got in the insurance business. He was an insurance executive, and he composed on the side. A lot of his music was never played during his lifetime. Once, I think, Leonard Bernstein scheduled a symphony. The New York Philharmonic used to play on Sundays and was broadcast across the country. And Ives heard it on his little radio in, I think, Danbury, Connecticut. And Ives was born in 1874 and died in 1954. And this is something from the archives, the Western Public Archives. What the hell is this? And let me play this. We're having the same damn problem with. We're having this problem again with Yahoo. I don't know what to do. Damn it. Oh, Lord. What am I going to do? I'm sorry, people, if there's a problem. We're not... I don't know what's going on here. We're having this problem. Okay, we're back to the switchboard. Let's see what's happening here. It's not my problem. It's Yahoo, and Yahoo's having major problems. We're going to have to switch to another web browser. This is the second time, and this is the last time this has got to happen. We've got to deal with. But I'm waiting for the. Good Lord, I don't know what's going on here. Trying to play this. Good Lord, come on. Oh, boy. We're going to have to correct this the next show. I don't know what to do on this Yahoo problem, but it's causing major problems for me. And, damn. I don't know why this is going on. Oh, boy. I am really sorry, folks. I don't know what to do. I'll try one more time. Oh, boy. This is really disgusting. Yeah, we pay enough for their services, and this is what happens. Oh, this is ridiculous. Oh, damn it. I don't know what to do, folks. This is a terrible problem here. Oh, great. I don't know what to do. I hope you can still hear me. If you can still hear me, here are some of the things that you should do. For judges who are up for re-election or people who are running for judgeships. Look at their campaign contribution list. Look at their biography. See what cases they did. See what you can check. And, you know, Justice Scalia of the U.S. Supreme Court wrote a book in which he advises people and makes them aware that the law firms for years, before they have a case, they will check out who's the judge that's going to hear the case and look at his background or if they know stuff about him. They keep a bio on these guys, and it was Roy Cohn, the infamous lawyer in the McCarthy Army hearings during the Eisenhower administration. And Roy Cohn died of AIDS, but he was a brilliant guy, but he was just evil. Anyway, he made a comment to his clients, don't tell me about the case, tell me who the judge is. And there's a lot of truth in that statement. And so what you should do is check out, these are public records, you're entitled to look at them, check out their public, political campaign contributions, check out their real estate, see how their wealth, check out the cases that they've had. You can look at these things because the media, this is the least scrutinized area of American life. Judgeships and the judicial system, excuse me, we're still having this damn problem. I'm trying to get this, oh, Lord, I don't know what to do here. Yet this is ridiculous that Yahoo's, you know, they're crashing, and we're all having the same problem with Yahoo. This is the second time that they've done this. I don't know what to do here. I don't want to spoil the program because you do a lot of work on this. And what I may have to do is this. We'll try again. And we'll try to load up again. Excuse me. In the meantime, there's a lot of interesting birthdays in October here, and we'll have some things on Eisenhower and some things on the some information on the how the Giants were brought to San Francisco. It's quite a surprise because L.A. would have had two teams instead of just the Yankees down there. The Dodgers. My mistake. The Dodgers. That's where we get the term, the Dodgers. And the San Francisco got the Giants through the brilliant, I call it a sports coup, on the part of George Christopher, who was a brilliant businessman, civic statesman, very fine naturalized American. Well, he came here as a baby from Greece. And, excuse me. And he did a lot of things for San Francisco, for American business, and for the nation, and even the world. He was the best ambassador that who was not connected to the U.S. State Department. The other things that are coming up, the infamous birthday of Kevin Ryan, where on that day, on October 28th, there was this conviction through fraud of Stephen Nery, and a former assistant U.S. attorney is trying to get him out on parole, a guy named Stephen Gruhl, who was one of the 50 out of the 100 that worked in the U.S. attorney's office in the Northern District of California. 50 of them quit because of the outrageous behavior of Kevin Ryan and his gross incompetence. He's in private, Stephen Gruhl's in private practice now, and he's appalled at what happened to Stephen Nery, but apparently, because there's so much involved, he doesn't understand, and a lot of people don't understand how this sailor could be abused for 15 years, and the local politicos and local corrupt judges should get away with this. So I'm trying to get back up here on the web here. I don't know what we're going to do on with Yahoo here. Same damn problem. This is incredible. You know, unreal. Oh, this is baloney. I'm not going to. I'm sorry, folks. This is just too much. Incredible. Yeah. So we're still trying. I hope we're still on the web. Among the other things that will be coming up, go to our YouTube, Amicus Veritas, AmiCusVeritas. We will be putting up some more videos, Video Verite from our, in the form of miniature video magazine. So those will be coming up. And also go to our master web pages, amicusveritas.org, AmiCusVeritas. That'll be coming up. And let's see what else is coming up. We will be having concentrating on more variety and more rare political information and interviews that I did. There'll be rare interviews with people like Dr. Michael Fox. the Wolf veterinarian. We'll have the woman that owned the Oakland Raiders, Gladys Sargent, the foremost animal welfare lobbyist here in California. She's dead now. And she was married into the singer Sargent, the famous painter, his family. A lot of interesting people. We have also more on Mel Belli, great lawyer. I did several interviews with him. A lot of stuff is coming out of the Western Public and KLW archives that I researched and produced. And we will have, what else is coming up? Excuse me, I got this cold. Information on how to protect your children, especially Asian children. Nobody's paying attention to the Asian children who have been violated. And because of the particular culture, the Confucian, this is this first generation of kids, they tend to obey adults. And whatever the adult, you know, if he's dirty, and we've had this with this guy, Thomas White, an international pedophile, and these kids get victimized because because in their culture, they are taught to obey adults and people in authority. But you know, you got to be wary these days with some of these clowns. Excuse me, it's a cold that's got me now, and I'm going to try something else here. I don't know what to do. This is incredible. That we can't, this Yahoo has screwed up everything. Let's see if this is going to work. I don't know what to do. Oh boy. Come on. Yeah. Oh Lord. I don't know. Let's see. We're trying again to get back on. Come on. Let's see if this works. I don't know what to tell you, folks. This is outrageous. I don't know what's the matter with Yahoo. Come on. I don't even know if I'm still on the air, folks. We shouldn't have this dead air, but something's coming up, and I'm just really bummed out on this. Excuse me, a slight cold. This is second time, and this is going to be the last time this happens because we can't have this. It's not fair to the listeners, and certainly I paid for a service. I expect to get it. Can't figure this out. Why we're having this problem? Oh, I don't want to be bothered with this. Oh, this is ridiculous. Oh, great. We're still on the air. Well, folks, we hope to have this problem resolved. I'm sorry this happened. I just don't know what to say. I will contact Blog Talk and see what advice they have because I can't control the web server, Yahoo. I don't know why. Everybody's having problems with it here in California. So we'll do what we can. At least we got somebody talking here, so I don't know. It's really incredible, but I better call him and see what we can do on this. Yeah, it's just incredible. So So I hope we have this corrected by the time of the next show, folks. I'm very sorry this happened. It's embarrassing, but I can't control Yahoo, and we're going to try to get a new browser. That's the only thing I can think of doing. Because this, you know. So I want to thank you folks for bearing with. We'll hope to have this technical situation corrected. Yeah. So we're signing off, folks. This is Peter Paul Brizola. Sorry for the technical mess, but it wasn't my fault. And we hope to have it corrected by the next show. So tune in then.